day. This is the Mystery Chef. Thank you for honoring me by inviting me to your home. And once more, let me thank you for your very delightful and very helpful letter. As promised, I shall start my little chat on the art of excellent cooking by giving you the butter stretcher recipe for the benefit of those who have missed it. With butter rating raised to 10 red points, I believe this butter recipe should be in every home in America and Canada. Letters enthusiastically praising the recipe are still arriving by every mail. Here are actual quotations. The best butter I ever tasted. I wouldn't take $100 for your butter stretcher recipe. Another. Now I can give the children all the bread and butter they want without saying go easy on the butter. And still another. Your butter stretcher recipe has solved my greatest rationing problem, as my family will not use anything but butter at the table. Now they can have it, and they all like it better than the ordinary butter. Thanks a million to you. A thousand of enthusiastic letters have been received, but still there are many who have missed the recipe and are asking that I give it again. There are countless radio friends who cannot find any substitute for butter that they care to use, would rather eat their bread without butter than spread it with any butter substitute. Now, by using the recipe I shall give you now, you can continue to give the children all the enriched bread and butter they should have to give them the energy they all need and use up in their strenuous play. As a matter of fact, we should all eat plenty of enriched bread and butter for needed energy. Here's the recipe. Please listen carefully. It's a very easy recipe. You should have absolutely no difficulty in remembering it, even if you do not have writing materials handy. Listen. Take 1/2 pound of butter and cream it. Now, that means to stir it and stir it with a large spoon until the butter is soft and quite creamy. Then you break a whole egg into the cream butter, and you beat it with a rotary egg beater. Now, you can use an electric beater if it has a slow speed. And when the whole egg is beaten into the butter, you warm 1/2 pint of cream to body temperature. Now, that is 1/2 pint of light cream, 1 cup, and you heat it only to body temperature. Then you add one tablespoonful of the warm cream to the butter and beat it in. Then add another tablespoon of warm cream and beat it in. Continue to add the warm cream 1 tablespoon at a time, and you must beat each tablespoon in before you add the next. When all is added, the whole mixture will be very soft. Place it in your refrigerator, and it will be hard and ready to serve in less than an hour. In case you live where light cream cannot be obtained, then use evaporated milk in place of the cream. Butter contains vitamins A and D, and stretch butter contains vitamins A, B, C, D, and G. Also contains calcium, phosphorus, and iron, the last 3 minerals being contained in the egg. And if you have been using one of the other butter stretcher recipes, such as mixing butter and margarine, or by using gelatin, then compare the butter made by the recipe I've just given you, which dairy products only are used. You'll find it so much better, there really is no comparison. Now, before I give you my recipe for today, I think I'd better say now a word to all who have asked me to give my easy fruit canning recipe for raspberries and other small berries. My broadcast and the recipes given are all scheduled 5 or 6 weeks ahead and sent to sponsored cities in advance. Now, I must stick to that schedule. I can only give a recipe again when I find the recipe schedule for a certain day is short, thus allowing me to give an extra recipe. In my next radio visit, I shall give my easy recipe for the canning of raspberries. But I have very little time and shall have to give it in abbreviated form. Be ready to write it down. My recipe schedule for tomorrow is for a perfect peach shortcake and, of course, the whipping of light cream. That will take nearly every minute of my time. So I'll give the fruit canning recipe first. Now, before I give you my recipe for today, here is a special message for you. It is of the utmost importance that you use only the type of jars and caps that are made specially for canning. Although in my radio visit at the end of the last week, I answered this question again. Several have asked the question, can I use empty mayonnaise jars for canning fruits and vegetables? I have so many of them, I don't like to throw them out. My answer again is no, you cannot use those empty mayonnaise jars. If you do, you will only have to throw away the jars, not only the jars, but the fruit you canned in them. You could use the jars for jam if thoroughly cleansed, but that is very different to canning fruit. Jam does not have to be airtight. You should cover the top of the jam with a piece of wax paper cut to fit. Then put wax paper 2 or 3 thicknesses of it in the top of the cap. Cut the wax paper a little larger than the top of the jar. so that he goes over the edge and makes the cap screw on tight. But remember, you cannot use any kind of jar for canning fruit. Use only the regular canning jars, known as mason jars. Do not attempt to can fruit in mayonnaise, coffee, or other types of jars that are not made for fruit canning. I only like to tell you things that I use myself, and I know I would not use those jars. Now, in just a moment, I shall give you my recipe for today. Mealtime in our home should be a time to look forward to, a time of happy reunion. It's up to you and to me to make it so in our home. So let's put those little extra touches to the meal that tell in no uncertain terms that loving hands prepared the meal. Now, my recipe for the day is very easy, can be very quickly prepared. Here's the recipe. The recipe for a delicious cinnamon crumb coffee cake. Now, the first thing to do when you wish to bake anything is prepare the oven. And if you have automatic heat control, turn the dial to the heat desired. For this crumb cake, turn the heat regulator to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a moderately hot oven. Now, here's a list of the ingredients required for the cake part. All measurements, remember, are level. 1.5 cups of sifted flour. 1.5 cups of sifted flour, all-purpose flour. 3 teaspoons of good baking powder. 3 teaspoons baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 3 tablespoons granulated sugar. 3 tablespoons of granulated sugar. 2 tablespoons of butter or other shortening. 2 tablespoons of butter or other shortening. 1 egg. 1 egg. And milk, about 1 cup, as I'll explain in the directions. Milk, about 1 cup, as I will explain in the directions. Now, here are the directions. Sift together the flour, baking powder, salt, and sugar, and stir to thoroughly mix. Add the butter or other shortening and cut into pieces with a knife. Then squeeze the lumps into flakes with the fingers and thumb. Then lightly rub the mixture between the hands until the butter is completely mixed in with the flour mixture. Then beat well the whole egg. And then add to the beaten egg sufficient milk to make 1 cup. Now you beat well the whole egg and add to the beaten egg sufficient milk to make 1 cup. And then you add the milk and egg slowly to the flour mixture and stir to mix. Then spread this batter in a layer cake pan and sprinkle the top with the following mixture. Here's the crumb mixture. 4 tablespoons of granulated sugar. 4 tablespoons of granulated sugar. 2 tablespoons of butter, solid. 2 tablespoons of butter, solid butter. 2 tablespoons of flour, level, no more. 2 level tablespoons of flour. And 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. Now the directions. Place all the 4 ingredients on a large plate, then work the ingredients together with a fork until well crumbled. Then sprinkle this evenly over the batter, the batter that you have in the cake pan. Place in a moderately hot oven, 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and bake for 25 minutes. The cinnamon crumb coffee cake is excellent served with a hot cup of delicious coffee. Bake one of these delicious cinnamon crumb coffee cakes. They're very easy to make. Just see how the family will enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. They were all set to get the recipe on the day I gave it, but some special event took my broadcast time, so As I explained earlier, my recipes are all scheduled for some weeks in advance. And I'm obliged to stick to that schedule. However, in the fourth radio visit after this one, I give my recipe for potato pancakes. Now, that is a short recipe, so I'll have time once more to give you the recipe for the wild blackberry jelly. I think that is one of the most delicious jellies we can make. And in these days of high prices, it's good to be able to make an exceedingly delicious jelly with fruit that does not cost any money. Only the time to go out and pick the blackberries. For those of us live in cities don't find the blackberries so easy to find. There are tens of thousands whose homes I visit by radio who live where loads of blackberries are growing all around them. And they all tell me the crop this year is very heavy. Personally, I would rather have wild blackberry jelly than any other jelly ever made. Use nothing but the fruit and sugar, no commercial pickles. And you'll have jelly with a flavor that is simply marvelous. Now, you can tell the day I shall give the recipe. In this way, I shall list my next four broadcasts, 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, raspberry canning and perfect peach shortcake and whipping light cream. 2, a wonderful Romanian dish made with eggplant, ground meat, and fresh tomatoes. 3, steamed raisin, date, or fig pudding. And 4, wild blackberry jelly and potato pancakes. Before I leave you, I wish to say a special word of thanks to those who have told their friends about these little radio visits and asked them to invite me in. Your cooperation is very greatly appreciated. Now I ask you to listen carefully to the important announcement that follows. Thank you, fellow artists at the range.
Thank you, Mr. Chef. These broadcasts may be heard 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, at the same hour over many of these stations. Please make a note of the recipes the Mystery Chef will give in his next four broadcasts. I'll number them 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number 1 is the perfect peach shortcake and easy canning of raspberries. 2, Romanian eggplants with a ground meat and tomatoes. A very delicious and inexpensive low-point dish, so don't miss it. 3, steamed raisin, date, or fig pudding. And number 4, potato pancakes and wild blackberry jelly. Don't miss these very useful recipes. Remember, in his next visit, he gives his recipe for a perfect peach shortcake. It's a master recipe and can be used for strawberries, raspberries, or any other fruit. A recipe that makes success a certainty. Now, if you want the recipes, then be sure to have writing materials with you, as they cannot be mailed. The Mystery Chef will greatly appreciate your telling your friends about these broadcasts, and he's always delighted to receive your letters, but cannot mail recipes, as they are not yet printed in your territory. All letters should be addressed to the Mystery Chef, care of the Blue Network, Radio City, New York. Remember, the Mystery Chef broadcasts 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, at the same hour over most of these stations. Now I'll say goodbye until the next broadcast. This is Walter Hillahy speaking from New York. This is the Blue Network.